a B&B creative production. This is Left on Dead.
Send her on in, Frank.
Sure thing, Sarah. But you should know, it's a dude.
Got it.
Right this way, Alex.
Hello, ma'am. My name is Alex Bennett, and I am covering the trial of Nick Boyd. I was hoping that you could help me with something.
Get out.
Ma'am, I just really want to see if you...
I said get out. Do you really think that I don't think about Nick and Ted every single day? On a good day, I can clear my head just long enough to walk in the doors of this building without thinking of them wheeling my friend's dead body out of here. I don't want to talk about it, especially for some stupid newspaper.
It's actually a podcast, ma'am.
Out! And don't you ever come back in this building again, or I'll have you thrown in jail for trespassing.
Nick sent me.
What did you say?
I'm working with Nick. He insists he can prove he's innocent. And if that's the case, I want to help. Well, he sent me to you.
And what exactly did Nick tell you about me?
Frank, I left a box out there. Can you bring it in for me?
Anyone want a donut?
Are those...
Raspberry cream filled. Nick said they're your favorite and Ted used to bring them to you every week.
Yes. Yes, he did. Ted was a good man. Made it a true joy just to work in this building. Do you really think Nick is innocent?
I'm honestly not sure. I have found out way more about this situation than I ever dreamed. Some really crazy stuff, actually. But Nick hasn't lied to me yet. Or at least I haven't caught him in one. In my eyes, he's earned a shot to prove his innocence. And he thinks you may be the key to that.
I've held out hope that Nick was not a killer, but everything in the media has basically said it's an open and shut case. If he's really innocent, where did they get all the evidence against him?
That's a long story, and I'm happy to share it with you when this is all over, but I don't have time for that right now. I need your help.
Assuming I did believe Nick was innocent, which I'm not sure I do, and assuming I want to help you, which I'm not sure I don't, what can I do to help?
Nick believes there may be an outside chance that there may be some surveillance footage from the day that Ted was killed, and if there is, it may be the key to setting him free.
No, I've been through our surveillance system. The police came and made copies of everything, and I even hired someone to come and dig deep into the system. The footage is gone. Now, I don't know whether it was erased or...
What about the old system?
What?
Nick said you got a new set of cameras and equipment a few weeks before the murder. He said that you changed services or something, and they didn't come get the old equipment.
No, we canceled our service in the middle of March. The new system was in place before Ted was killed.
Have you checked the old system?
No, I have no reason to. That system was so old and decrepit, the company didn't even come and pick it up. We had to take it down ourselves. The camera and everything is still in the storage upstairs.
When did you take that camera down? Before or after Ted's death?
Well, it was after, but the service was shut.
It's worth a shot, right? If Nick is telling the truth, taking an hour to check the system is worth trying to find out.
Don't get your hopes up. I'm certain there's nothing left on it. We backed everything up before the new system was installed. But if there's a chance it could clear Nick, we have to give it a shot.
Awesome. Where's the storage room?
Hold your horses, podcaster. I've got a donut to finish. It's in here. The cameras are over there. The sensors are in this box, and over there is the hard drive.
Where is it? I don't see it.
It's behind that shelf.
That shelf?
Right.
Oh, that one.
No, to your left.
Left?
Right.
I thought you said left.
I did, Alex. It's right there.
Right or left?
My God, man. I hope you're not an investigative journalist. I can't believe Nick put his life in your hands. Good gracious, here. It's right here.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
I guess we'll just have to take it back downstairs and hook it up to my desktop.
No need. I brought my MacBook. This USB should connect right to it.
All right. I can never get these to connect on the first try. I always have to flip it over at least twice, which makes no sense. There you go. Give it a shot.
Nothing. It's not even showing up on here. Are you sure it's plugged in?
Yeah, you watched me. Is it plugged into your computer?
I'm talking about the wall. Is it plugged into the wall, Sarah?
Good point. Let's call it even. There, that should do it.
Now we're cooking with gas. This file structure's a mess. How many cameras were connected to the system?
Four. One by the front door, one in each stairwell, one by the back alley. I always forget about that one. It may still be up and running.
All right. I'm assuming he would have come in the front door. Let's open up this file.
Is that from the day of the murder?
No, I don't know when this is from. I'm just trying to identify the right camera.
Beginner's luck, I guess. That looks like it. It was up in the corner facing Martin Street.
Awesome. Now, if we can figure out the naming conventions for the files, we will be in business.
Are those not the dates underneath the files?
No, those are the number codes.
Really? I think it would be weird if 01062023 was randomly assigned number and happened to be between 01052023 and 01072023.
Well, you don't have to be smart about it, Sarah.
One of us needs to be.
All right. It looks like they are separated into 12-hour blocks and backed up that way. January, February. When did you say you disconnected the service?
We called to shut off the service on March 15th.
Cool. I see some files for the week after, so maybe it went into April.
What is it?
Holy crap. April 1st.
What are you staring at? Play the video.
All right. The 911 call came around 12:45, so let's look at the PM file.
If Nick leaves the bank before 12, there's no doubt he's innocent.
All right, I'm at 12 o'clock. I'll slow it down. Nothing. A woman, not Nick, nothing. And we are at 1 o'clock.
So that's it? He lied to get you here to find nothing?
Nothing. Well, if he is guilty, I may be able to use this to prove it. So maybe he did help me solve the case, but I assumed he hoped the video had been...
Stop the video!
What? Why?
There he was, at 12:03. Nick is leaving the bank. What did they say the time of death was?
They said somewhere between 12 and 12:45, so I'm not sure this actually proves anything. I'll share it with his defense team, but I don't think this will show reasonable doubt.
Stop it!
Jeez! You don't have to yell. What do you see?
Ted! I saw Ted! Rewind it right there! 12:06. That's Ted walking into the bank after Nick left.
Whoa.
This is it. Nick is innocent. I knew it.
Wait. Let's make sure Nick doesn't go back in. We have to be sure.
Nope. You're at 1 o'clock. No, Nick. He wasn't there when Ted was killed.
I have to get this out to the public. I brought my own hard drive. Do you care if I copy the files to mine?
Oh, yeah. Do whatever you need to. Just leave the original hard drive here. Has the jury gone into deliberations yet?
Nope. Two more days of testimony. I'll just drag all four cameras over here.
What are you going to do?
I'm a journalist. I'm going to break the story.
Good luck, Alex. Let me know if I can help.
Will do, Sarah. Thank you so much. This is going to save Nick's life.
A B&B creative production. This is Left on Dead. Distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.